The Satanic Temple files suit against Indiana over anti-abortion law. By Paul Bois on September 27, 2022. The far left's comrades in arms over at the Satanic Temple have filed a lawsuit against Indiana's anti-abortion law, alleging it violates their religious rights. Continuing a favorite line of attack, the Satanic Temple, which claims to be a group of theatrical atheists using Satanism as a costume in its opposition to Christian rule, claims in its lawsuit one of its female adherents must have access to abortion in the state of Indiana to practice her religious beliefs in accordance with the Satanic Temple tenets. Per The Hill. Tenet 3 of the Satanic Temple states, one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. Under this tenet, the temple said the fetal tissue carried in the woman's uterus is not seen as an unborn child, as Indiana code states. Instead, from conception to viability, the fetal tissue is not believed to be imbued with any humanity or existence separate and apart from that of the pregnant woman herself. The lawsuit also notes Tenet B, which states that beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. Under this tenet, the lawsuit points out that early stages of fertilization, such as the creation of the zygote, are referred to as being an unborn child in the Indiana abortion ban. But through Tenet B, or through a scientific understanding, members of the Satanic Temple do not see a zygote, blastocyst, embryo, or non-viable fetus as an unborn child. These cells are seen as part of a woman's body and not imbued with existence, humanity, or spiritual life, the lawsuit explains. The lawsuit further claims the women have a right to terminate their pregnancy to exercise their sincerely held religious beliefs, thereby making the Indiana abortion law a violation of their First Amendment rights as well as their 13th Amendment rights. The Satanic Temple previously cited the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to overturn a set of pro-life laws in Missouri, but the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear it. In recent years, leftists have, rather ironically, called Satanists their last hope to save abortion rights. Satanic Temple floats devilishly clever strategy to dodge Texas abortion law, stated a headline from HuffPost in 2021. Why Satanists may be the last hope to take down Texas's abortion bill, echoed Fortune that same year. In 2020, following the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a woman wrote an op-ed in HuffPost exclaiming that she joined the Satanic Temple, believing that they are the best force in America to keep abortion rights alive. I believe that the Satanic Temple, and its members' dedication to fighting for true freedom, represents our best, last defense against anti-choice lawmakers who are seeking to assert power over women's bodies and take away our right to choose. We need creative, resolute thinkers who are willing to stand up for what they believe in and take concrete action to do so. And the Satanic Temple is full of those kind of people. I am proud to now count myself among their ranks. The Satanic Temple bills itself as a non-theistic organization dedicated to reason and uses satanic imagery as little more than a tool to troll Christians. The mission of the Satanic Temple is to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people, reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense, oppose injustice, and undertake noble pursuits, the organization says on its website.